All right, so in the previous segment, we discussed Roy Williams, who was at the Kansas game last night, being honored. He has his own retirement tour, essentially, because Mike Krzyzewski is also going to be in the Breslin Center tonight, checking out Michigan State, hanging out with his boy Tom Izzo. What typically happens when Roy Williams is around Michigan State, Julia?
They lose.
Is Tom Izzo sure he wants Roy around, or is this only happening when Roy coaches against Michigan State?
Could be.
I mean, I don't know. He could be the cooler for the Spartans, or it's just a coaching thing. I have no idea. Anyway, so Roy, it looked like Roy Williams was wearing the same black mock turtleneck he wore back in 2008. Now, some of you are probably wondering, well, what the hell does that matter? Well, a little education. So Roy leaves Kansas. Kansas isn't all that happy about this. They had their breakup. Obviously, things are cool now, as we saw last night with the tribute video and everything else. And Roy Williams talked about how a part of him is always going to have love for Kansas. And it was really cool to see. No cynicism. But Kansas destroyed North Carolina in the Final Four in 2008. That's what gave us the very famous Billy Packer, Jim Nantz call, where Billy Packer, well, how many minutes into that game?
I think it was the under 12 timeout in the first half.
He goes, this game is over. And Nantz is like, what? He's like, yep, no, Carolina's not coming back. And he obviously was right. So the next time we see Roy is at the championship game. And Roy's there watching Kansas, and somebody put a Kansas sticker on him, and he doesn't take it off, and he's filmed and photographed with this thing. And Carolina fans were mad. I almost feel like I should get Gold on the phone to back me up on this, because we took multiple days of phone calls on 850 The Buzz at that time from angry Carolina fans, and more than a handful of them said, if you love Kansas so much, why don't you just go back? Mind you, Roy has already won a national championship with Carolina, but he did it with Doherty's boys, Joe. So people were still upset about that kind of stuff. So it looked like he was wearing the same black mock turtleneck that he had the Kansas sticker on last night, which would be a huge flex. And I wished he actually had a Kansas sticker under this. And you wondered, do you have anything from 14 years ago that would still fit you? You don't.
No. No chance.
All right. So we're on TV now. All right. And I'm home, so this made it really easy for me to do. I'll explain why I'm home in a second. Are you looking up at the screen now at the studio, Joe, because I can see you?
Yeah.
All right. Are you looking up? You looking at my screen?
Yes.
Okay. You see this blue and green striped V-neck merino wool from J. Crew? This is over 14 years old. I got this before Caleb was born. I know this for a fact because I had to change my wardrobe when I lost a bunch of weight. Now I'm sitting now, so you can't really tell. It looks like it fits me, so I'm gonna stand up now, and you're gonna tell me if this is a little too snug. I think it is. But look at this. A little too snug?
It looks okay, actually.
It's not bad.
It's a muscle shirt.
Yeah, you can pull it
off.
Yeah,
it's a medium. Yeah, that's what that is.
You got to be careful with the horizontal stripes, though, Joe.
Yeah, well, not, yeah. Oh, man, I can see my love handles on this. Look at this. That's not good. That's not good.
Yeah, give the people what they want, obvious.
Hey, we're on TV now. We got a one-up, right? Isn't that what we got to do now? Give the people what they want? Hey, I'm telling you, WRAL Sports Plus, one of the sub-channels is going to be only rants. Just saying.
I'm down with that.
More money for you.
That's what I'm about.
Yeah, so the reason why I'm home is because the Ovias household has entered the COVID protocol. Mike Maniscalco, by the way, he will not be doing play-by-play for the Canes for the next couple of games because he's got COVID, asymptomatic. So when you hear the Canes tomorrow night on 99.9 The Fan, it's going to be with Tripp Tracy and Shane Willis. Mike Krzyzewski is not going to be on the sidelines tonight when Duke goes to Wake Forest for non-COVID reasons, because we do have to remember that you still can get sick and it's not COVID.
It's a sneak preview of the future for the Blue Devils tonight.
Yeah, with John Shire on the sideline. So I last Friday, I went all over town looking for COVID tests. I could not find them. Thankfully, we had some friends that had an extra box. Our friend, she's a teacher, so she always has to have rapid test on her just in case. Shout out to the teachers who have to deal with all this stuff. So they gave us a box. We used it. Come to find out that our 10-year-old's got COVID. Next thing you know, our 13-year-old's got COVID. Next thing you know, Kelly's got COVID. I'm the last man standing right now. So over the weekend, because I couldn't find any COVID tests, I got online to see if I can find anything that wasn't being price gouged. I got lucky. Amazon, I guess, had you know a re-up in people that had normal ones. CVS had shipping options for some of the tests. I feel like I could do a college football playoff committee ranking of all the at-home tests now because I have a variety of them.
What was the best one?
So far, the Binex ones, if you can find the Binex ones, those are fun because you get to flip them. Like you put your swab in a cardboard cutout and you smash it together and you get like a COVID lollipop. It's great. You know what the worst one is?
The pregnancy one?
No, they're all practically pregnancy ones, okay. Right? The worst one that I've experienced was actually today. That BD Veritor, it requires an app. And I have to watch a video. Like, rather than just giving me paper instructions, they require me to download an app, scan this QR code, scan the test to tell me if I'm negative or not. That's what I had to do today, just you know, before I did anything. And no, I don't need an app. Not everything needs a tutorial. A video tutorial that you make me click and watch. So that's definitely at the bottom of the power rankings. There's another one, FlowFlex. Those are fun because you have to like squeeze your COVID sample out into the plastic tube. That one's a fun one as well. You have not picked up as many COVID tests, have you?
No, I just had the one pregnancy one where the line shows up or it doesn't show up.
Yeah. Most of them are like that. So we'll see. Fingers crossed. It's been fun doing the show from home. Not really.
Sarcasm.